episode 1843, In the Absence of Answers.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, rise and shine. It is a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. Are you ready to create an incredible week? Come on, you can do this, even in the absence of answers. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, before we dive in today, I just want to send my prayers and condolences to the family of Kobe Bryant. If you haven't heard, he passed away yesterday in a helicopter crash along with his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. And with them on the flight also were three other passengers, Gianna's teammate and her father, and then also the helicopter pilot. So I just ask that you all lift up these sweet families that have been impacted by this incredible loss of life. Kobe Bryant was a great man on the court, but actually, when people talk about him, it says more about his life, how he lived it out, that he lived a life of greatness. He was a kind man. Sometimes we forget how important what we do every day is. Today, I want you to know that you are valued, you are loved, you are worthy. And no matter what comes your way today, I don't want you to fall feeling like, why did I even wake up this morning? Because unfortunately, we don't know when our last day will be. So go out today and walk in greatness as Kobe did throughout his entire sweet, short-lived life. So now let's dive into Mindset Monday. Everyone is looking for answers to everything, but what happens in the absence of answers? What if you don't find what you're looking for, or you just don't have the patience to do all the research? Oh, but wait, there's more. You might discover what needs to be done, but finances or willpower, accountability, or complete understanding, you know, I got to have it my way and I've got to understand it completely, it all gets in the way. All you feel is frustration for the fact that you have all this information, but you're still in the absence of answers. What do you do? It's so unfair that you have a dream, you have a goal, you want to make a difference in the world. Yet overwhelm becomes your focus. There's too much. There are too many possibilities. You're living your day on a wing and a prayer, and that's suffocating because you're not experiencing results. You feel forgotten, looked over, and obligated to do what's right in a time where everything seems wrong or misplaced. What do you do when there are so many different answers? What do you do when overwhelm becomes you in the absence of answers? You have to find a way to climb to higher ground and commit to excellence. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Commit to excellence. You may not have everything fall into place at the same time. However, you can commit to excellence in the absence of answers. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, claim the obvious. Do what you know to do. It's not about trying to do more with less or less with more. Do what you know, the obvious. We were at a party, I guess it would have been on Saturday, and it was a lunar party. It's a Vietnamese tradition. It's the Vietnamese New Year. And so we were all gathered together, and it was wonderful and so much incredible good food. In fact, I want to invite her and have invited her to come and cook with us in the AIM Academy. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I would love to learn some different things and unique recipes, well, I'm telling you right now, you're going to want to stay tuned because the AIM Academy, oh yeah, the launch is happening real soon. We're going to have our Super Bowl for Creator Now. So be sure to stay tuned here on the podcast. And also, if you subscribe to the newsletter as we're revamping it completely, because as you know, I'm on here more than I'm in the newsletter. I don't know what it is about writing, but we're going to get it going again. And so if you're on the newsletter, you will get that information there also. So stay tuned. AIM Academy is coming. Okay, so claim the obvious, right? So we were at this wonderful, incredible Lunar New Year's party. And I saw a girlfriend there and was chatting with her. And there were a couple other people around. And she said, you know what? She goes, it's 3 weeks now I've been without soda. And I just exploded with happiness. I was like, wow. I said, congratulations. I think I kind of startled her because she kind of like, whoop, stood up a little bit straighter. And I don't know if it's because I just have a big mouth and I was, projecting a little bit more, but I was truly excited for her because I know how addictive sugar can be. And what do you think soda is? Oh yeah, it's nothing but sugar. You might as well say, here, give me the sugar bag and start eating right out of it. So I was just incredibly excited for this accomplishment. I was like, this is really big. And she's like, well, yeah, I mean, I like to think it is. And I said, no, it is. You should be doing a happy dance. You should be telling everybody about it because it's a big deal. And she's like, I have a lot of other things I need to do, but, you know, I thought if I would give up soda first. I'm like, that's an excellent place to start. Claim the obvious. Sometimes we're so worried about having everything in order that we have so much going on that really we're floundering in the absence of answers because we don't think we know what we do, yet we really do. We just have to claim it and we have to do it. She chose as her first step is to cut out soda. Now she knows, she's like, oh, I need to get to the gym. I need to start doing some CrossFit, things like that. I know I need to eat differently also. I can make other changes, but I wanted to start with soda. Yeah. Excellent place to start. Commit to excellence. Claim the obvious. Number two, create patterns. You can call them habits, but it's a structured routine, right? A habit or a pattern that keeps you on track. It's what you repeat over and over and over again. Now you might be thinking, okay, a pattern. What do I do with a pattern? I want you to think about how you wake up in the morning. Now you're probably like, I don't have any patterns. Well, the next time you wake up, I want you to wake up fully aware, saying, okay, I'm going to pay attention to everything I do. And then the next morning, be fully aware and pay attention to everything you do. You will find out that you're doing things that you didn't even know that you do because it's a pattern. You can call it a habit, that's fine. But sometimes we get caught up on habits because we are trying to change things and then we don't like our habits and then that puts us down in the dump. So yeah, so we're going to say create a pattern. So I want you to notice your patterns. Create them. What is one pattern that you can create? You know, the girl that was quitting soda, she was changing her pattern. Instead of reaching for a soda in the refrigerator, she would reach for a bottle of water, a tea, something different, but not soda. She was creating a different pattern. Have you ever noticed that sometimes driving to work or maybe taking the kids to school or maybe going to church on a regular basis, you know, you get in the car and then all of a sudden you're there and you're like, how did I get here? I know I was driving safe. I know I didn't run any red lights and I stopped at all stop signs and I didn't hit anybody. So everything's all right. But really, how did I get here? What happened? And in the car, maybe you had music going or you were talking to the kids or maybe you were just thinking some things out in your head because you were all by yourself. But then all of a sudden you're like, you're where you wanted. How did you get there? You have a pattern of driving to school, to work, to the grocery store, to church. Now, if you have to go to somewhere different, what do? Oh, yeah, you pull out that GPS system, right? Google Maps, iMaps, whatever it is. And you're like, you program in the address. And then you hit directions, start, and it says routing. And then if you take the wrong turn, it goes what? Rerouting, recalculating. Create patterns in order to commit to excellence. And finally, number three, converse with yourself. Now, I know this sounds really strange, but bear with me here. I want you to talk about your commitment to excellence in the area of focus. Now, it's best to do this out loud, and I would encourage you to do it in front of a mirror. Okay, now you're really thinking I'm strange, right? Okay, you're not, and I'm not strange. I promise you this works. We have a tendency to think things in our head. But the problem is we're not hearing what we're thinking. So there's no connection. And then we become even more disconnected, which what? We're back to in the absence of answers. That's where we're hanging out. And we wonder why. And we're like, oh my gosh, didn't I just go through this already? Didn't I figure this out? And you wonder why God gave you two ears and one mouth. So I want you to talk, converse with yourself. Now, if you're one who says, now, Christiane, if my family hears me talking to myself, they're really going to think I'm crazy. Okay, well, let me give you a few pointers. You can do it when you're going to the bathroom. No, you probably don't have a mirror in the bathroom when you're sitting on the toilet, but you can quietly whisper out loud to yourself and have the quick conversation about whatever it is that is pressing. Maybe it's you're needing to refinance a loan. Then start talking it through out loud. Tell yourself the options that you're considering. Maybe you're looking at a new job and you're like, okay, I've had the interview and now they're going to come back with an offer. What am I to do? Well, talk through that out loud. You wonder why I'm such a big cheerleader when it comes to coaching is because what? You get to hear yourself think. Most of us don't know how to converse with ourselves. And in fact, we don't do it. Why? Because someone's going to think we're crazy. But you're not. And there's something about hearing and understanding your voice and then recognizing it. You get it both ways. You think it, and then what? You hear it. That allows you to do what? To take aim. That's where we get hung up, is we don't make all these connections to commit to excellence. But you can do it by taking these little steps. These are just the jumping off points. Claim the obvious, create patterns, and converse with yourself. And when you converse with yourself, have fun with it. Tell a joke or so, and then laugh. It really is fun, I promise you. And the key thing here, you're probably saying, but you haven't said anything about the mirror. If you do it in front of the mirror, it allows you to look at yourself eye to eye. It allows you to see your emotions come to life. And that is powerful. And sometimes you may turn a little red because you're mad. You might even see your brow furrow, or that 11 line will become more pronounced. It's okay. Or maybe you'll smile really big because you'll have an aha moment. And you're like, why didn't I think of that? Because you were only thinking it and you couldn't hear it. Therefore, you could not recognize it, rationalize it. You didn't make the connections. Now, finally, my personal belief is that you need to include God in your everyday. But for some reason, strange reason that is, We think God is only for Sundays and maybe midweek if we have a midweek service. He's not. And he's definitely available when you're overwhelmed, hurting, struggling to get through the day, frustrated at the world and yourself. God's got you. So call on God. However, I know you might think that he's only for the 911 call, but he's not. Call on him more often, like every day. Commit to excellence, not because you have it all together, but because you know the value of persistence and consistency. Your determination to take one step at a time will lead you to miles and miles of greatness. When you keep falling down and feeling discouraged, don't get trapped in the absence of answers. You know what to do. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed, glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.